It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Crawfish cuts off its own claw just to survive being boiled alive.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Horizon Credit Union. And as we kick off the school year, don't forget, teachers, you can record your class doing the pledge. Send us, you know, the audio and the details of who, what, where, when, and why. And we will play those on the air as we start to gather them for a new school year. And all you have to do is send them, email them to pledge@jandkevin.com. Super simple. And then we can get your classroom a full week of doing the pledge on the Jay and Kevin Show. We appreciate it. It was a lot of fun last year. We'll keep doing it this year.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, Kevin, what do you got for us, my friend?
I have a lot of things on my mind, but I need to stick to the script.
Yeah. Follow along.
And tell you about B-A-N-A-N-A-S. That's bananas. This is bananas. Have you ever heard of Swedish pizza?
I had Swedish meatballs last night.
I was going to say, there's a few things that they do well in Sweden that I know for sure when it comes to food. Swedish meatballs?
That's great.
Yes, please. Those are real good, aren't they, Jay?
I love them.
What else are they good at? Swiss Miss chocolate milk?
Oh, seems like that's great.
I mean, not chocolate milk. Hot chocolate.
Well, chocolate. Yeah, huh?
So I like that.
Cocoa, if you will, yeah.
What else is Sweden known for? Swedish
clogging?
We're missing one. We're missing a good one. I know we are.
Chefs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was the one you were probably thinking of.
Swiss cheese?
Like it.
We should count that. That's pretty good. So Sweden, they do have some things that they've done well. How do you feel about Swedish pizza? It's known as Tropicana pizza, but it's already taken over as the most Swedish pizza there is and one of the biggest successes in pizza sales in Sweden. Here's what you get. You have something smoky and savory, like ham.
Okay.
And then, you know, of course, cheese, the pizza sauce, all the good stuff.
Yeah, all the regular stuff.
And then you top it with curry. Curry.
Uh-huh, there you go.
What did I say, curry?
You said curry.
That's fine.
I think we knew.
Like the scientist?
1 hour of sleep, maybe.
Can't wait till about 8:30 today. This is going to be great. If somebody doesn't pick you for Beat the Show, they need to be checked.
Oh, God.
I'm just going to tell you. If you're going to be here around 8:30.
Just so you know, I have not opened my eyes more than once all morning.
Even if you're not going to be here, make plans. Like, you know, just set an alarm now to check back in at 8:30 because it's going to be fun.
I was up all night in gout pain, crying my eyes out. I did cry a couple times.
That's fun.
I showered 3 times. I got up and watched TV. Any guess what I watched? Can you just come up? Middle of the night, I turned it on. Oh, Hulu.
90 Day Fiancé.
They said, you can't watch Hulu because you don't have the right debit card in here. It's one I haven't changed yet. I was like, gah. So I went to Netflix.
Great.
Turned it on and.
Not 90 Day Fiancé?
America's Sweethearts.
I don't know what that is.
Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders.
Oh, okay. Oh.
America's Sweethearts season whatever. I mean, that show's been on forever.
For a long time, yeah.
Yeah, and so I watched it. And they were doing the part where Dolly Parton was with them. And it was very entertaining.
Wow.
I enjoyed it. She was, because it was covering last season.
She's also funny.
And then Dolly did the, you know, the big thing at Thanksgiving last year. Remember?
Thanksgiving.
Do you not remember Dolly Parton in a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader outfit?
Okay. I didn't know that had anything to do with Thanksgiving, but I get it.
Oh, yeah, it was the Thanksgiving Day game. It's the second largest halftime show behind the Super Bowl every year.
Holy smokes.
They put together quite the little number there.
That is bananas.
Yeah, here we go. Tropicana Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Curry. God dang it. Pineapple.
Think of Steph.
Pineapple. Curry. Steph Curry. Pineapple. And banana.
B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A. I don't want banana on my pizza. It has
quickly become one of the most popular pizzas in Sweden. They say paired with that smoky flavored meat and then the sweetness of the pineapple and banana, it is a treat. And then the Steph Curry, I don't really understand, but I guess it's just the flavor that adds to it.
You know, you can say Steph in your head and then say curry.
Okay. Here we go. Let me try that. It's topped with pineapple, banana, and Steph in my head curry.
Perfect.
Yep, you got it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I know you're chubby when your driver's license says, picture continued on other side.
Kevin James.
You know you're chubby when you ran away and they had to use a gallon of milk to put your picture up.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, Kevin, let's have at it.
All right, this one says, good morning, guys. I've been dating this guy for a few months. I'm kind of thinking I want to break up with him. He's extremely good looking, has a great personality, and we get along really well. However, he chews with his mouth open. Wow. It's annoying. It's gross. Also, when we go out to eat, I know that people are just looking at us and judging us. My friends don't think that it's this big of a deal and say that, you know, I'm just being way too picky. But I just can't see myself continuing on and marrying an open-mouth chewer. Is this a good reason to end a relationship? That is from Caitlin today.
509-441-0999. Text line is very busy today. Randy, absolutely nothing grosser than an open mouth chewer. Renee says, just don't look when he's chewing. Ooh, what else? We have Monica with a laughing, crying face. Kevin says, Kevin on the text line says, enjoy your cats.
Wow.
Tim said, you know what? Steve's available. Break up with this guy and try out producer Steve.
Mm. Who says I'm not an open mouth chewer?
I don't know. Are you?
Occasionally.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, and then this one, no name. Yes, it is a good idea to break up with him, for him.
Yeah, that's what some people say. Like on Facebook, they're like, yeah, this it's time to let it go for his sake.
I like that.
Man.
I mean, you know, you could always have a conversation.
Yeah, that's absolutely. What Peter called in and he said that.
I mean, you could always just say, hey, look, you know, man, I outline the good stuff and then go, hey, I don't even know if you know you're doing it. Because I will say that most people, when they have a pretty bad habit, they probably don't know. And, you know, you're like, you chew with your mouth open. And, I mean, I hope you don't mind because I really like hanging out with you. And I'd like to continue to do that if I just remind you that, you know, you're chewing with your mouth open. Or you could just say, or the other option is to approach it this way. Hey, you're great. I'm super judgmental and shallow. And I don't like when you chew with your mouth open. You could try it that way, too. I mean, whichever way you want.
Although she's not so shallow that she's willing to stay with the old mouth chewer. Even though he's incredibly good looking.
Uh-huh. It's true. That would even be more shallow, I guess. It would be. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, she also said great personality.
She did.
Really
she
well.
Did get
he
all
sounds
the
like
stuff.
A, you know, a good catch for her.
Right.
But
yeah.
I will admit, if there's something that somebody does it's probably not going to get any better, right? Like, if it annoys you now, a couple months in dating, imagine 5 years down the road. You might go insane.
Well, yeah.
So you have to address it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's also something I feel like that can be changed. It's not like, oh, man, I don't like the way you breathe. That's going to be a little harder. Or people's laughs are kind of their laughs, you know. But, you know, if you're like, hey, man, just work on keeping your mouth closed there, buddy.
Hey, man.
It's probably just a guy who's been by himself for quite a bit, never knew he did it.
Oh, true.
Could be. And I'm sure there's times he'll slip back into it.
Of course, yeah.
At least, yeah, you're right. It is something you could work on. Or just drink shakes only.
Everything out of a straw.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, everything is better out of a cup.
You could be all great examples of, you know, of compromise.
Everything is better out of a cup.
I know. I tried to get past it, Kevin, and I knew I was going to come back to it too. What does that mean, Steve?
Everything tastes better in a cup.
A steak tastes better in a cup?
All right. Not everything. Most things.
Okay. Eggs.
Yeah. Better in a cup.
Then in a bowl?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I stand by it. Hmm. Mac and cheese, better in a cup. Pudding, better in a cup.
And the benefit of the cup is the shape. Angle of the dipping with the spoon or fork?
Yeah, sure.
Because it's more of a downward angle than a bowl?
There's lots of factors. I don't know. Huh.
And are we talking a drinking cup or like a measuring cup? What kind of cup are you referring to?
I mean, I was thinking drinking, but...
Steve eats out of measuring cups at his house. Man, I had me a quarter cup of mac and cheese. Yummy!
That's how you know you're, you know, meeting the right...
the appropriate portions.
Yeah.
Portion control is very important.
That's how you get it. It's better that way. Yeah.
Yeah, you seem gigantic. I could see why you'd be getting a quarter cup of mac and cheese.
Steve, do you do what I used to do when I was...
Probably not.
...here by myself? When I got done eating something, I would rinse my plate off right away and then just kind of set it on the counter to let it dry, whatever.
Yeah.
And then use that same plate. I would use the same plate, same fork for days after days after days because I realized I could never get the dishwasher full. It would just take too long unless I cooked like a big meal or something where I was, you know, had all the pots and pans out and all that stuff.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do that? Do you use the same plate a lot?
Yes, but for different reasons.
Oh boy. It just can't be as simple answer. What does that mean?
Well, I don't like to use the dishwasher.
Okay.
Right.
Because I had a situation at one of my apartments that I lived in.
You flooded it, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, nope. I didn't.
Uh-huh. Let's just say it flooded.
Yes.
I'm not going to assess blame because I know that you were going to fight if we do.
Well, no, because it wasn't my fault.
Okay. I've let you off the hook.
We agree.
Jeez Louise. Cannot believe you're single. But anyway. So your apartment that you used to be in flooded when you used the dishwasher, so now you're petrified of
like
it.
Like two times in a row after they had said that they fixed it. And so, yeah.
So now you just wash by hand.
Yeah.
And you eat out of a cup.
Sometimes.
Call now if you'd like to date Steve. It's 509-441-0999.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Demure. Very demure.
Demure.
Very mindful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I think modest and mindful is probably what she was going for. Yeah.
No, I like it.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
That's the way I want my makeup.
I'm not sure you've accomplished it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
You can download the Coyote Country app. It's free. Take us with you wherever you go. It's super simple. Just search for Coyote Country. And don't forget, you can check out the podcast. Everything good with the podcast, Steve?
I think so.
Okay, just double check.
Yeah, no, it's Kevin, working good. Jay, okay. I saw they were all uploaded yesterday. I think I haven't screwed anything up for a while. Yeah.
Subscribe, rate, and review, and you can check it out.
I wouldn't count on today's being well done.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Wow. Entertainment news brought to you by Amco.
Are you going to do it today?
Well, you're not here, so yeah.
Oh.
Is that right?
That's fine, yeah.
That's how we typically do it, if you're out of office.
I would love to know. Well, first of all, great nickname for, after Steve said everything tastes better in a cup, great nickname for Steve off the text line, Sippy Cup Steve is awesome. Ah! I love that. I wouldn't mind if you would attach your name to that text, whoever that person is, and we thank you.
Well, some people thank you.
Yeah.
That is a good one. That's a good name.
Sippy Cup Steve is great. Did anybody watch the special last night to Toby Keith?
That's tonight.
Was that last night? I thought
it was
on
it is tonight. It is tonight.
Okay.
You know what's funny? It says Wednesday, August 27th.
That's wrong.
Yeah. That's what threw me off. I was like, wait, so is it? So it obviously is tonight.
I think it is tonight, yeah.
So I'll go with the day, not the date. That's funny. Yeah, Wednesday, August 27th. So tonight's the night, 9 o'clock. And then tomorrow on Peacock. Yeah, a lot of people commenting and obviously the story getting out on, you know, what has, you know, obviously they pre-recorded it. But I did like the Luke Bryan conversation that he had where he was just talking about Toby's the guy who always had the funniest jokes and the best stories backstage and would just,
oh, sure.
You know, he's a, first of all, big guy and then come into a room, big personality, and we just own the room. And then he would have funny stories and funny jokes and, you know, just a great guy to hang out with. And also Luke Bryan was talking about how at the height of Toby Keith's career, he was spending so much time overseas, singing for the military.
So cool.
I mean, so much of his time. And he's like, I'm going to tell you what, from the stories that I heard on those trips, singing in the desert, not that fun. And, you know, riding helicopters to multiple locations to do two, sometimes three shows a day.
Then he took it to like a whole different level too with when he was back home, guys who were, you know, out or back home or whatever. He always did events for them. They would all hang out together.
Yeah.
I mean, he has some, we've had the pleasure of hearing some of his wild behind the scenes stories.
Yeah.
And it's just like, dang, Toby, you had quite the life.
Yeah. So anyway, that's apparently tonight, a good watch, if nothing else, and then you can always stream it later on. And Kevin, in a few minutes here at the end of our entertainment news, I'm going to ask you for a Toby Keith song, but what do you have for us?
Oh, okay, well, Travis Kelce, heard of him?
I have. You heard of him Sippy Cup brother. Steve?
All right. What's that?
I just wanted to know if Sippy Cup Steve had heard of him.
Mm. Can this person who suggested that also send their address so I can go and egg their house?
Stop it.
Travis and Jason Kelce, they have done it. They have signed a reported $100 million deal with Amazon to produce their New Heights podcast. The Amazon-owned Wondery has...
Uh-oh, you're cutting out, my friend.
What the...
Sounds like you changed directions. You're laying your microphone on your chest now?
It's on a stand in front of me the whole damn morning.
Oh, wow.
I'm set. Oh, now you can hear it?
Welcome back to school. Anybody who's headed back on their first day?
I'm sorry. I am so exhausted right now. I'm so tired of my...
How tired are you?
Oh, gosh. It just needs to stop hurting. Is that better?
Yeah, it sounds fine. I guess. Yeah, I think it sounds good. Maybe, yeah.
I don't know if it was the mic cord or what.
Yeah, let's say it was.
It may have just been that my mic was cutting out saying, why am I listening to you when Travis and Jason Kelce are getting $100 million?
That's quite a bit.
It's pretty amazing.
What is it? Kelly?
Yeah, let it go, Steve. Nope, it was an honest mistake. He's had an hour of sleep. What are they going to do?
Their podcast.
That's the deal. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's just
gracious.
For their podcast. Wow. It will be season 3 will now be under the Wondery app.
Okay.
And with Wondery, you can listen to them for free, or you can subscribe and get stuff and content early, that type of deal.
I wonder why we don't have that.
I don't know, because Steve is too busy. Kelly.
Oh, my voice got deeper.
I was going to say, he changed your Steve voice, Kev.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
And as long as Travis Kelce is making more money, he might as well find things to invest it in, and he did.
Yeah.
He has agreed to purchase a share of a racehorse called Swift Delivery.
Oh, that's awesome. That's hilarious.
Well played.
Yeah.
Well played.
Yeah.
You know, Kevin, when you were having that little microphone issue right now, cord issue or whatever, if I was having a situation like that and I would call like an engineer at my previous job, he'd be like, sounds like operator error. And that would come up when we were like doing something with
sure.
our radio board, and
yeah,
he's like, "Well, do you have the button that says on? Do you have that pressed?"
Oh my gosh!
I'm like, yes, I have it.
Operator error. So you're accusing Kevin of that? It sounds like.
Well, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, possible. Kevin, I know you don't feel like driving here to whoop him, so I'll just play a Toby Keith song for you. Which one you want to play in honor of the American Icon Boy. Show airing tonight?
Who's that man?
Who's that man?
It's always been one of my favorite Toby songs.
Who's that man? You type
I know,
in.
I went with an old
Ooh,
one.
Oh, so you type in Toby Keith, who's, and who's that man, and who's your daddy? Both come up.
Who's your daddy?
I've got who's that man for you. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
How much does it cost for one night at the Plaza Hotel?
Oh.
People often ask that. Why is it in pounds?
Kevin James.
I don't know.
Is that the right plaza?
No. Obviously not.
Are you on European Google?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, good old European Google. Kevin, did you know that Swiss Miss and Swiss cheese are from Switzerland, not Sweden?
I know. I thought about that later on.
What do you call somebody from Sweden?
Swedish.
Swede.
Swede is correct, yeah?
Yeah, so Swede cheese.
And what do you call the people from Switzerland?
Swiss.
That's Swedish. Also correct. Oh. Swish.
Yeah. I knew I got it wrong, and I just was figuring, well, gosh, no one said anything. We'll let her skate.
I get it. Skate.
We'll let it Steph Curry.
Like they do in either Switzerland or Sweden, wherever it is, they probably skate the most. Sweden?
I would think both places would be...
It's probably not exclusive. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, good ice skating countries.
We have tickets to either Silverwood or I suppose we could just let them choose. You know, if you want to do Silverwood or if you want to do the Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park, whichever you prefer. 509-441-0999. We're going to play a game we like to call Just One.
We just need one.
Just one.
We just need one.
And then we're done.
We just need one. That's right, just one. We just need one, and then we're done.
All right, Kevin, go ahead and give a quick explanation of just one, and then we are off and running at 441-0999.
Well, it's a little Family Feud style. We have surveyed thousands. Actually, this survey was of 2,000 Americans.
Okay.
And they were simply asked, who is the most beautiful country music singer?
Okay.
And I will tell you, they're all women. So it was...
Okay.
He was asking that. I don't know if they said the most beautiful women in country music.
Possible,
this
yeah.
This just says beautiful, but...
Okay.
And the top four answers that were on here, you've got to find number five. That's all you have to do. But here we go with the top four. Shania Twain. Carrie Underwood. Kacey Musgraves. And Kelsey Ballerini. Who, oh, who is number five?
Okay. Top five most beautiful female country singers. And it doesn't have to be, current. There were no, caveats to the...
There were not. It was just simply asked. I mean, look at the old queen,
Shania. Yeah.
Being at the top of the list.
All right. Let's see how we do. We only need one. Just one, Ben. That's all we need is just one. Who's the number five most beautiful country music singer? What do you got for us?
What was the options again?
Well, you have all the options, but the first four were already taken. That's Shania, Carrie, Kacey Musgraves, and Kelsey Ballerini. So you can't guess them. They're already on the list ahead of number five. Number five would be what?
Oh, goodness gracious. This is going to be totally wrong, but Martina.
Martina McBride. I mean, I imagine she's on some list.
Yeah, she probably is. Yeah. Yeah, not correct,
not,
Kevin?
Not number five.
No. All right. Ben, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. 509-441-0999. Hello, Heather.
Good morning.
Heather, we only need one right answer. Just one. That's the name of the game. Who is on the list?
Faith Hill.
Oh, gosh. What a great guess.
The classic.
What a great guess.
No.
No, not Faith. Oh, wow. Okay.
I would have been just fine with that.
Had they asked. We're over here to, is it Sherry?
Shaney.
Shaney. Hi, Shaney. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Awesome. Thanks. Appreciate that. Thanks for calling. What do you think? You only need one right answer.
I'm sorry. Tell me who you have again.
Okay.
Shania Carey,
Casey Musgraves, and Kelsey Ballerini. That's the 1 through 4, and you just need one answer, just number 5.
How about Miranda Lambert?
Miranda Lambert. She is at number 6.
Wow.
So just you outside. Just missed.
The outside looking in. Okay. Shani, thank you. Appreciate it. 509-441-0999. Peter?
How's it going, guys?
Good, man. What do you think?
A couple of what I was thinking have already been said, so trying to come up with another one.
Yeah, don't say those.
Say Miranda. What about Carly Pierce?
Carly Pierce is a great guess,
oh,
Kevin.
Wow, yeah. No, that's not on here, but she sure could be, right?
No kidding. That is a great guess. Okay, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Kevin, currently on the radio with a song, do you think? Or is too big of a hit?
No,
not current. Okay.
Again, you know, you're just walked up to on the street and said, who's the most beautiful woman in country music?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, all right. Lori?
Yes.
What do you think, Lori?
How about Reba?
Reba. You know, I thought for sure Reba would be in there, and she is not. But I will tell you, you are getting closer in the fact that it's someone who's been around for a long time.
Closer by era, you're thinking, Kevin?
Yeah, even longer. I mean, she's been around a long time.
I want to guess. Can I guess?
I don't want you to ruin the game.
Well, does she have 4 letters in her first name?
No.
Okay. Okay, I mean, don't yell at me.
You're hurting my brain. Well, no, I was trying to...
You're trying to count to 4? Hi, Kylie.
Hello.
Hi, well, who do you think it might be, Kylie? It's, you know, 1 through 4 is Shania Carey, Casey Musgraves, and Kelsey Ballerini. What do you think number 5 is?
I was thinking Lainey Wilson.
Oh, it is not Lainey.
Not Lainey. Okay, thank you.
I mean, that's a great current one.
Yeah.
I mean, Lainey, Megan Maroney, the current ones, I mean, there's some, they're going to make their way up this list eventually.
Sure.
But I will tell you, this is a classic.
Okay. Hi, Jane Kevin Show.
Hi.
What's up, Dylan? What do you think?
I was going to say Lainey Wilson, but Dolly Parton.
You know what? I'm glad you changed your answer because it is Dolly Parton.
Wow, no kidding? Oh.
Yeah, when they say the most beautiful woman in country, I guess Dolly's just got something about her.
Also very top of mind, right?
Yeah, she always is.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Why I was also like, dang, Kelsey Ballerini made that list? But that has to be because she was also very top of mind for a while.
Yeah, certainly, yeah. And she does a lot of commercials.
And she is attractive, yeah.
Yeah, all those things. I was going to say Sarah Evans was the one I was going to say when
Sarah
I said 4 letters.
Oh, that would have been a good answer.
Yeah, but it would have been wrong. And also, it was neat how you couldn't think Dolly had 5 letters in her name. Anyway,
well,
that's neither here
did,
nor there.
But
Dylan, would you prefer the Raptor Reef Water Park indoor passes, or do you want to go to Silverwood for next weekend during Grandparents Weekend? Which one are you looking for, buddy?
Silverwood.
Silverwood it is. All right, man. Congrats. Hold on. Big 99.